Yo guys, I hope you're well. We are back. We are properly back this time. I know I keep saying this every time I seem to come back. I do two or three and then something happens. But now we are proper back. We have had I've had a shit couple of weeks. And it kind of knocked me off track with everything, basically, business-wise. It went a little bit to shit. But it was mainly thing in my personal life. I lost my dog. She died of cancer, Roxy. And it kind of, it sent me I'd never been through that before. I kind of lost our family pet, but I'd moved out for like 4 years when we lost Prince, 5 years. This was the first time I'd lost a dog who was my dog. I'd spent every single day with her, apart from holidays. We didn't take her to Tenerife or anything, but I'd spent every single day with her. Probably spent more time with her than what I have my kids in the same time my kids have been born, because she was the one that kind of worked with me. I spent all day in work with her when I left the studio. And yeah, we lost her. She got cancer. She fought it like a trooper for 12 weeks. Yeah, 12 weeks. They kept saying, oh, you probably got a week or 2 weeks when we took her, but she fought like a trooper. But yeah, unfortunately, in June, we lost her. And it hit me hard, to be honest. And it kind of just affected everything. So I wasn't really sleeping, which then I was sleeping in the day, so I wasn't getting much work done. I took time away from everything. I kind of came in work and did the essentials that I needed to, put a smile on my face, looked after, obviously put my clients first and all that, didn't let them kind of see anything. But out of the studio, now when I'm recording this podcast, I'm like sat in the studio on my own. I just break down. Honestly, it fucking wiped me out. But we've got a poor tattooed on me. She is with us for the rest of my life now. So yeah, it's time to get back on track, to get everything going. Just to get my shit sorted. Yeah, and so one of the things that I wanted to do, because I feel like it's kind of my way of, just ranting basically, is just talking into this phone, and then if people listen to it, cool. If it helps someone, that's even better. And we're going to be doing videos as well. So we've done the videos yesterday. I've just recorded another one. So we're just going to be talking about the same thing. So people who don't see the Sana Warrington page on Facebook or Instagram will kind of have the chance, obviously, to listen to these if you do listen to them. I do really appreciate everyone that does listen to them. We did before I stopped them. We got a lot of messages kind of, for which was crazy, from like America and stuff. So like, I don't really advertise this podcast. I just put it out, and then if anyone listens to it, then that's amazing. But I felt a bit weird kind of sharing it. So to get messages from like America was mental. So today I'm just going to quickly run over the video that we did yesterday, was why so many people struggle to keep weight off. Because everyone has lost weight in the time. Majority have spent 10, 15 years on diets, losing weight. But why do so many people struggle to keep that weight off? The plans that you're doing are kind of there to set you up to fail. These slimming clubs are there to set you up to fail. Because if you do a slimming club and they put you on 1,000 calories and they look at foods as like sins and points, and you go into it the mindset of good food and bad food, you're always going to struggle long term to get your results. If you go into a plan, or if you're in a situation now where you look at bread as being bad, then you're going to struggle long term. And it's not so much that you're looking at bread as being bad, because you could easily give bread up and get your results. But the fact that you look at it as bad, and you've got that kind of connection with that, you look at that food as like, that is a bad food, you're going to struggle. Because once it's bread, then it's chocolate, then it's wine, then it's sugar, then it's pasta, and then it's eating after six, then it's this and this and this. And then when that time comes and you go to, and someone offers you a sandwich, or you go to a business meeting or a work meeting or a social event, and they've got sandwiches, and you've been weeks or months drilling that into your head that sandwich is bad, that bread is bad. Unless you're going to be picking at the table and pulling the egg mayo off and eating it with your fingers, looking like a right weirdo, you're going to have to eat that bread. And then when you eat it, it's going to send off reactions where you're going to feel guilty, and you're going to feel pissed off, and you've ruined the plan, And then that usually kind of spirals into, ah, fuck it, I've had one, I'll just have 10 because I've not had them. And you realise how good it tastes and all that. And then you binge and the results that you got, you lost. And then you can't stop, you feel guilty. So you carry on for months. And then something happens, you decide it's now time. So you go into it again with bread is bad. So you give it up for another couple of weeks. And that's just a cycle that people get out of. Not just bread, obviously, there's loads of stuff. But those slimming clubs and those like juice and shakes and all that kind of diet, tunnel vision diets that this is the way to do it is wrong. And if that's what the cycle you're in, you're going to struggle long term. You shouldn't be focusing on skinny either. This is something that we're seeing kind of a lot, is that when I'm speaking to the ladies who are applying it, I want to be skinny, or I need to lose 10 stone, or not 10 stone, but I need to lose 3 stone or 4 stone. I'm not going to be happy until I'm skinny. And you're like, what? You shouldn't focus on skinny. Health should be at the top of the priority list, because once you're healthy and you've got a healthy body, everything else will fall into place anyway. If you're healthy and everything is working all right and you've got a good relationship with food, so if you fancy a chocolate bar, you have a chocolate bar and you know what to do out of it, you know that your protein is important and you're pushing your protein, you know your water is there, your veg and your fruit are there, because we need those as well. We need water, we need sleep. We need to be pushing steps and to keep active. We need to train. I would always push weights over any other training, just because the benefits of it for your muscles and for your bones and for the structure of your lifestyle and changing the shape of your body and what that's going to do for when, not so much now, obviously, your confidence and all that, walking down. Well, I was nearly said walking down in a dress, but whatever your kind of confidence in clothes-wise, that's great. But when we get to like 65 and we get old, you still want to be running around playing with your grandkids. You don't want to be falling over and breaking hips because your bones are so like brittle. You want to be having muscle mass on you so you can do things, so you get off the chair and you can get out of bed on your own, and all stuff that we don't really think about now. That should be a priority. That health should be at the top of the priority list. And I know when you've got kids, I've got kids myself, it is easy to forget about yourself, and they take priority, which is good, and obviously it happens. But if they take so much priority that your health takes a hit and you end up with diabetes and you end up out of shape and you end up with no confidence, that just affects them anyway. And kids will see what, kids don't listen to what we say, they follow what they see. So if you're consistently having shit food and you just get home from work and just lay on the couch all day and you don't take them to park and you don't fight with them, or I mean fight, play, fight, don't be hitting your kids and all that. But you kind of, they don't see you taking them to swimming and they don't see you going out to play football or going to gym, and they don't see you cooking meals, they just see you getting pizza. That's the lifestyle that they will follow. They're not daft. But we have a responsibility to them, but mainly we have a responsibility to yourself. You get one body, you have to look after it. So when you're doing these slimming clubs and when this is the lifestyle that you're in, and you're giving bread up and you're giving sugar up and you're giving wine up, things that you really enjoy, yes, you're going to get weight loss because you're in a deficit and that's all it comes down to. But that's only going to last a couple of weeks until something happens. You try it again, you binge on it. The weight loss that you got, you're going to regain and you gain more. Guaranteed, 9 out of 10 people, probably 10 out of 10. If I said to them, I'll give you your body from 10 years ago, the health from 10 years ago before you started these plans, would you take it? They'd snap your hand off for it. People are in a worse position now than when they was 10 years ago, even though they've been on a diet on and off for 10 years. The quicker you get out of that cycle, the better it is going to be for your health long term. The better it's going to be for your family, your kids. The better it's going to be for everything. Stop focusing on skinny. Start focusing on health. We are back with the podcast. I think I'm going to change the name of it. I'm going to get back to Santa Fitness. Go over to the Facebook page and check us out, Santa Fitness. The Instagram page, Santa Fitness Warrington. Any questions, anything you want me to cover, let me know. I'm going to be throwing these back. I say I have had a shit couple of weeks with the stuff that's gone on with Roxy and that. Obviously, it was straight after I broke my leg as well, so that kind of didn't help. But we are back now. We are kind of getting on with things. We have got goals set. We have set our goals for December. The new coaches are in. Lee, one of the main coaches who's now helping me to grow the studio, is going to be on the podcast. I'm going to try and get her to start doing them anyway. She's got her own amazing journey from like a transformation that she's gone through, both personal and like health. So yeah, it'd be good to kind of get her on and give her a message. But we're going to be getting her to do videos on the Santa page anyway, eventually. I just have to build it up to them. But if you've got any questions, let us know. Enjoy whatever you're up to. give us a share if you don't mind. I really appreciate you taking your time to listen to this. Enjoy yourself. Get off the fad diets. Get on a healthy lifestyle. Speak soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.